The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Washington, D.C. might be a big week in your world, too. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Welcome to the show. Remember, 24-7, it's all about you. Right of right, left of left, somewhere in between, frustrated with it all. You can always throw in your two cents, and there's a couple of different ways you can do that. We'll talk about it during this hour of America Tonight. Also coming up on the show, David Bazell, from Washington, D.C., with an interesting twist on something that we've been talking about for a long time here on these radio airwaves. Something crazy is happening across the United States, believe it or not. Before we jump to the Middle East and what relates to the big thing that's happening that all of us will be paying attention to on Wednesday, there's a crazy respiratory virus that is hitting a lot of children. I talked to a school nurse the other day, just happened to have a conversation with her on a plane, and then I see a story about it. In 10 different states, it's already exploded. There are about more than 1,000 kids that have this respiratory problem, and it's a rare virus that the Centers for Disease Control say is related to the rhinovirus, which causes the common cold, but it hasn't been officially identified. So you say, well, what does that mean? It means that in some cases, as it's crippling kids in these various states like Missouri and Kansas and Illinois, Kentucky and Colorado and Ohio. They've reported a bunch of these cases. And remember, school just started in North Carolina, Georgia, and a whole bunch of others. And they're worried about this because there is no border here. Right. So it's jumping from place to place. And doctors are saying they're not even sure how it spreads. And this is back to school. So, you know, what back to school is, kids are like petri dishes. And then that means families get whatever it is. But when they're not sure and they're treating it and it's something rare, to me, that's even scarier. So you've got some kids that it's so bad, they're in the hospital. Even a few, just a handful, have ended up in intensive care. So you start off, you got a runny nose, you think, sneezing, coughs, that kind of thing. Then all of a sudden you're wheezing, the kid is wheezing, and that's when they're going to the emergency room, and then this is what's happened as a result of it. And anybody with asthma or anything else is prone to pick up the same thing. Not as many adults. It's more kids that are spreading this because this is back to school. But the fact that they're still trying to grapple with the specifics of it, to me, is something to keep an eye on, maybe in your own neighborhood, especially if you have children. Moving from that to what is our big concern, the Islamic State, and ultimately what their actions are toward the United States, when we see the on the heels of the two journalists who have been beheaded and ultimately what's happening to the Iraqi people as well as some of the Syrian people. When you think that we left Iraq in 2011 and now we're in this position where they're leaning heavily, heavily on the United States, the president says he's got a strategy and we're going to hear about it on Wednesday, and it involves a coalition of other countries. And here is the kicker. The coalition includes Arab states. What did I say weeks and weeks ago? How important and vital it was to get especially Saudi Arabia on board. Well, when you're seeing these ISIL militants marching through the streets dressed in black with black hoods, with all kinds of ammunition wrapped around their bodies, with machetes in their hands in some cases, and what they have done to terrorize the people, not just the Americans that they decapitated, but they're the people in Iraq and how they just fled their homes just trying to get out of the situation. Now, because of those images that they thought were going to frighten people, it's kickstarting others to get involved who were on the sidelines before, to get the Arab nations to be involved in this is huge. So ultimately, what are we going to hear about on Wednesday? We've already had 130 airstrikes. Does this mean they're going to support airstrikes? But the Arab governments have agreed to confront the Islamic State jihadists. Wow. That is huge news and makes a big difference. How many of you called this show to say, well, why aren't they on board? How can you possibly? It's ridiculous. They have to be on board, and I agree. And now they are on board. 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. Do you think this will stomp out what is happening in Iraq and what's happening in Syria, especially having the Arab nations on board with whatever the specifics of this plan will be and whatever we're going to hear on Wednesday? Joe, by the way, is listening to us in Missouri. Hi, Joe. Thanks for hanging through. What's on your mind?
Good evening, and thanks for picking me up. I was curious what the general consensus was as it pertains to the Second Amendment and gun rights for Americans, and what your guys' feelings are on that. I'd be interested to know. I'm not real versed in the libertarian standpoint on that, but I was just kind of curious as to how you guys feel about that and how that pertains to us maintaining our liberty as American citizens.
Joe, here on the show, I always say this, that I don't think we need to take rights away from people. I think that we need to, you know, if anything, we need to protect rights. So I'm a proponent of the Second Amendment. What I propose is that you have to have waiting periods that make sense. You have to have responsible gun owners. And I know some people that would chuckle at that and say, well, what does responsible gun owners mean? And that's what I would push for. I mean, people who know how to handle a gun, if there's a gun in the house, know how to treat that with the family, etc. And there are many people who do that. Unfortunately, there are some that don't. But I do not think that you take away constitutional rights. I think that that's a big mistake and then leads to worse scenarios. Since we know it's pretty easy to get illegal guns anyway, I think that would just exacerbate the problems with people who are already the nefarious types getting their hands on illegal weapons. It'll just explode that market even more, and maybe the demand for that market, who knows. And I don't think that you can do that, disarm people who have already carried around that right. So there's my answer to that question. For a long time, I've said that, and sometimes I've butt up against it with some other people. But whether I carry a gun or not, or whether I would want it to be in my house, I would never take that right away from anybody else in America. Hang with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Well, crowded and confused, because lately you've been starting to lose, losing out on everything you might try to do. That luck spell has got to hold on you. Spend money, about to lose your home, done lost your woman and everything you own.
All right, we're going to mix it up a little bit here on ATN and add some of the other stuff that's going on, including funny lady Joan Rivers laid to rest. Huge, huge, huge send-off at a temple in New York City that was kind of like a who's who that went to the funeral. Now, I mean, who cares about that? Except for that, what most people don't realize is she was a woman who really cared a lot about people and actually got involved. So, you know, some people write checks to charities, and every Thanksgiving she went and served in the homeless shelters. She served turkey meals, took her grandson and her daughter and served meals to homeless people. And so she did more than just donate money. She actually got involved. So there was all kinds of faces for the Rivers send-off. And she said when she died, she didn't want people to mourn her. She wanted to have more of a sort of a show busy send off, and that's exactly what she got. She had a couple of Broadway people that were involved in her funeral proceedings, including the Wolverine, Hugh Jackman, who's done a bunch of things on Broadway, and he actually sang a song and did something, and Howard Stern made jokes and told stories, and I think people were shocked because Rivers died last Thursday in Mount Sinai Hospital in New York City a week after she had a heart attack when she was having a medical procedure done at the clinic. And when people hear the story, they're thinking, oh, yeah, plastic surgery. But it wasn't. It was a routine procedure. And, I mean, so far no criminal charges, but I think this was the shock of the whole thing, that she was just at this clinic and it was a routine deal, but was it the anesthesia? I mean, who knows? I don't know. But she had a heart attack, and so in this funeral, there were people who read. There was the New York Police Department's bagpipe band that led the procession out of the temple to New York, New York, and give my regards to Broadway. And she certainly was a household name. She was a breakthrough person. She was a comedian when there really weren't very many female comedians. She was one of the forerunners to now what has become a much bigger stage for women when it comes to comedy. So she was a breakthrough person for sure. So all these people, from Barbara Walters to Diane Sawyer to Whoopi Goldberg to whoever, Jessica Sarah Parker and others, were there at Manhattan's Temple Emmanuel on Sunday to say goodbye to Joan Rivers. A couple of other things besides the Joan Rivers deal and that Hollywood kind of thing. I mentioned this at the top, the kids that have gotten sick from the virus. I think that's a very big story, something to be concerned about because of the, geez, we're not sure what that is. But not to be lost in this is something else that we'll be talking about a little bit later this week, I think much more, was this crazy deals. We've had many, many pilots on the show and talked about some of the things that have happened with planes that have disappeared and unexplained events. Well, this happened over the weekend, and I can remember watching it as it was going on. The Coast Guard and Jamaica's Defense Force were defending what they had to do, their searches for signs of this New York couple. Their plane crashed in the Caribbean north of Jamaica. The Coast Guard suspended the search and rescue case. What happened was this plane, it was a single-engine plane that just went silent on Friday morning. The United States and Cuba actually sent fighter jets to trail the plane. The couple was flying from New York to Florida for a vacation. And you know that sleep thing that happens, apparently happened here where they were unconscious is what they believe. It's what they call the ghost plane. And that's what happened to the golfer Payne Stewart, if you remember. So Jamaica suspends, after all this following, Jamaica suspends its search because of bad weather. The Coast Guard said that a C-130 aircraft had several small objects in the water. They had located a bunch of them. Then they used smoke flares and other things to actually mark the location of them. But after the following this plane, and that's it. So the plane, they follow the plane, and then they couldn't actually get the wreckage of the plane. So now there's controversy over that because the plane's radio was silent for hours after the pilot's call. Then you had the military jets trailing the plane. Then they say it was that hypoxia. That's when the oxygen is lacking. And they don't even know how many people were on the plane. I think it was just the couple themselves. And they were going from New York to Naples, but they were unresponsive for 4 hours, and they were drifting over the U.S. and eventually into the Caribbean. But they saw the pilots, saw them, got close enough, could see them slumped over, and then that was it. But then as the plane drops off the radar and they're there, I mean, how crazy is that? Then all of a sudden they don't pick up the plane. So it crashes and that's it. I mean, you know, it's tragic, obviously. And in a situation like this, people are looking for answers. But the fact that I think it's strange that it drops off the radar, you've got the fighter jets up there and then poof, that's it. You just say, oh, well, you know, so it went down and we were trying to mark the location, but then we can't get to it because the American jets broke off the pursuit about 12 miles off of Cuba, and then you had a Cuban fighter jet because, of course, we can't go over that airspace. So I don't know that it was so much America's fault as maybe Jamaica and the wreckage. I mean, who knows if they come up with the wreckage now. They thought they had it, and then they had the bad weather and, you know, whatever. But what an awful call to get from those to those family members, just what seems like a routine, no big deal thing, all of a sudden that crazy hypoxia deal happened somehow. And I don't know that they'll ever know the exact thing that happened there because of not being able to get to, you know, being able to get to that plane. Another thing happened over the weekend that raised a few eyebrows, especially here we are starting the football season, and Atlanta, of course, comes up with a big win. But for the Atlanta Hawks, the controlling owner, Bruce Levinson, now he's saying he's going to sell the team because in 2012 he had an email addressing the troubles that they were facing, attracting more affluent white season ticket holders. So now this is charges of racism. And he had taken a look around Phillips Arena and said he noticed a few things. He noticed that the audience was 70% black. He wrote this in the email. But that the stadium's bars were also 90% black, and there were few fathers and sons at the games. The cheerleaders were black. The music played in the arena was hip-hop. And the after-game concerts were either rap or gospel acts. And he said he looked around other arenas, and it was different, that even with in other arenas where you had affluent black community, you still had a primarily white audience. So now he loses the franchise because of the email. The NBA says that the email is entirely unacceptable, and because of saying that, you know, white fans might be afraid of our black fans. It was one of the things that he said in the email, because he's referring to the low attendance at the Hawk games and the need to boost season ticket sales and corporate sponsors. And, you know, that he was talking about diversifying the fan base and including more suburban whites. And he shared his thoughts on why the efforts to bridge Atlanta's racial sports divide seem to be failing. And he put all of it in an email. So now, he clearly announced Sunday he's going to sell his controlling stake in the team after that email surfaced that was written 2 years ago that now has been deemed inappropriate and offensive. So here we go again. Another NBA owner in trouble because of not this time being recorded, but because of an email that he sends that in addressing a sensitive issue really smashes it on top of the head and says some things that the NBA owners say, well, that's, wow, that's unacceptable to say that kind of stuff. And the controversial email surfaces and, you know, that's it. All right, hang with us. Coming up next, David Bazell.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
UnseenNow.com, proud sponsor of GCN. UnseenNow's unparalleled encryption tools keep your communications secure. GCN.
September is National Preparedness Month, so make it a September to remember by getting your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. On sale this month are 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit. You'll get one number 10 can each of high-quality Mountain House Chicken Stew, Vegetable Stew with Beef, Pilot Crackers, plus the highest quality dehydrated ABC Stew. Butter and Potatoes for a total of 160 one-half cup servings. Retail value $161.41, but not this month. The Freeze Dry Guy offers the 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit for only $123.93. Save over $37. Plenty of protein, veggies, carbs for energy, and tasty, hearty, storable food with a shelf life of over 25 years. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry, the National Preparedness Month sale ends September 30th from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
There's no doubt about it, the Islamic State and what our response has been to it politically, what's going on, seven other nations involved, how do we stop them, the reaction from the president just a couple of days ago. In our virtual green room, Executive President for America, David Bozell, joins us now, and we're going to talk about some of the things that we've seen in this really absence of leadership, I think, coming out of the White House. And many of you have called in, and we've talked about it, and we'll continue to do that. So, first of all, welcome to the show, David. Thanks for coming on.
Thanks, Kate. Thanks for the opportunity.
And so here's the thing. Just your reaction to what's happened so far coming out of Washington after we've seen a second American journalist, Stephen Sotloff, be beheaded and that go viral.
Well, you said it at the top. Everyone is closely following this situation. Everyone except for, apparently, the President of the United States. I just think the sad reality of our current political situation, and the sad reality is that the President, whether you're conservative or liberal, right, left, or indifferent, he does not seem to care one iota about these issues. He does not seem to care that two Americans have been beheaded in a matter of weeks. He does not seem to care that these people, this ISIS, this militant army, is dead set on our destruction. His foreign policy is all over the map. I remind people of his speech a couple of weeks ago in which he says that ISIS's goal is not a religious one. What planet is he on? And just because they're beheading, they're equal opportunity beheaders, and that they're killing Christians and Muslims, therefore it's not a religious war. It's a sad state of affairs that the guy just likes being president. I think he's basically told Valerie Jarrett and his chief of staff and his administration, just let him know what they want him to say on his way to the golf course, and he'll say it.
Yeah, do you think the reason, and as you said, I say that all the time, I don't care if somebody's right of right, left of left, somewhere in between, or sick of it all. I think there is this common thread that people are tired of what's coming out of D.C., that there's never a strategy, a hard line, here's what we're doing, here's what's happening, and then you have something like this happen when there's a real threat to the United States.
Sure.
Because, listen,
sure,
these guys aren't, they're not a walk in the park. We know that. They're heavily funded, armed, et cetera, and they're just recruiting and getting bigger.
Well, look, and I can appreciate folks' sentiment from both sides of the aisle that, you know, we are war weary as a country. We have been at this for, you know, a dozen years or more, and these are conflicts that, in large degree, go back to the dawn of Christ, you know, and particularly in that region. And so, I get all that, but you're absolutely right. These folks mean business. They're brutal. Kate, they're having children murder other children. That's where I draw the line. And where the President of the United States is concerned, don't sit here and tell me, don't sit here and tell me that the President has been engaged and has been briefed on ISIS for months and months and months and has known about all this for months and months and months, and we still don't have a strategy. We still have no earthly idea what we want to do. He's clearly not paying attention in class. He could be in the meetings all he wants, but he's clearly not paying attention. And his comments overseas yesterday in Estonia were, again, all over the map, that he wants to form an Arab coalition to stop them first, and as if that has ever happened ever in any of these types of conflicts. It's amateur hour. He's the CEO of the country, and he just simply is just a terrible, terrible chief executive. There's no other way to explain it.
Yeah, and you saw what the reaction was the other day, where you had Joe Biden saying we're going to follow them to the gates of hell and we'll do whatever we can, and Dianne Feinstein, you have her come out, certainly one of the more liberal Democrats out of San Francisco, saying we have to stop them. We can't. It's either now or later. It has to happen now. And then the president saying, "Well, we're kind of trying to make this into a manageable situation." Wow, the use of the word manageable situation. What was he thinking?
You don't know. That's the thing. What is his definition of manageable? Well, who's managing it? Is it us? Is it the Arab coalition? Is it the Iraqi government that seems to be, you know, teetering on the brink? There are no answers to these questions. Joe Biden, you know, he's obviously, you know, begun his candidacy for running for president. He's talking tough. Chuck Hagel, of all people, has been one of the toughest talkers against ISIS, Secretary of Defense, and I know a lot of conservatives were weary about his confirmation. You know, could he, you know, measure up and be up to this kind of task? And he's basically trying to drag the president along here. Chris Matthews, of all people. I mean, the president's, you know, biggest fan, you know, throw down my leg, Chris Matthews, has taken the administration to task for not measuring up and not responding appropriately and not being more forceful. So it's the criticism is coming from all directions. It's one of the reasons why his poll numbers have sunk like a stone. It's another reason why a number of red state Democrats who are up for re-election don't want to be anywhere near the president come this fall, come election time. But that's on the political side. But on the moral side, on the policy, I just think that as a nation, you know, we have a moral obligation here to help children. I mean, this is where I draw the line. Same thing, you know, going on with the border. We have children coming. Some some as young as 8 and 6 years old, alone, being found dead on rancher's private property. I mean, this is no joke, folks. And the president just would rather just tee up another golf round or go on another date with Michelle or go to some highfalutin, you know, a North Pacific Northwest fundraiser to spend his time. So we just have to accept the reality as a country that the guy occupying the Oval Office in Washington, D.C. is essentially just window dressing at this point.
Yeah. Are you surprised by this in a sense? Because you know that you've got, it's all about the people around you, the handlers, the ones who are spinning the message, no matter what camp you're from. And are they just not schooled in the art of what people are seeing? I don't understand that, because you're supposed to have the best of the best. And
right.
Valerie Jarrett, for example, I guess they're just not thinking, hey, this he'll bounce back. It doesn't matter. Is it the second term thing?
I'm not surprised in the sense that that Obama suffers from paralysis analysis. That's been a sticking point with him throughout his entire career, quite frankly. But I am surprised in the political sense that it is his second term. You would think that he would be emboldened to do some things, you know, whether or not you believe that they're constitutional or not. That's a whole nother, not a whole nother segment. But you think he would be emboldened to do things or make his mark. But I think it comes down to his worldview in that, you know, America should be not involved in any of these places, whether there's a moral crisis or not. And basically America's involvement only worsens the problem, and that in some misguided way, and this is really speculatory, you're just trying to get inside the man's head because he never tells you anything.
Yeah.
But in some sort of misguided way, he just thinks that this stuff will take care of itself and that history will dissolve ISIS on its own. I've seen the images of the beheadings. I've seen the way these people speak. I've seen their game plan, their mission statements. They're well funded. They mean business. And I don't see how this is just going to take care of itself on its own. So it's one of those situations where, you know, the president must be clear in his objectives, must be clear in his strategy, and must engage in the process instead of, you know, hitting the links whenever he has the opportunity.
Yeah, and that's where I think that, boy, it's such a crazy message, and it's a mixed message, too, when you get in front of the microphones one time and you're saying that, you know, well, we don't have this, they don't have a strategy to deal with the threat, and although they don't quite put it that way, but pretty much hit you on the head with it, then say we're trying to make it a manageable situation. So there's some confusion in the mixed message, but this is something that we've seen. I think it's reflected in the midterm elections. What do you think?
There could be a political component to his strategy in terms of what the result will be, will benefit Republicans in the end. As a conservative, I'd like to think so. On the other hand, where is the Republican Party in all this?
Yeah.
What is their response? They're more quiet than Obama is.
Yeah.
Now, I understand the political strategy of just letting your opponent sort of fall flat on his face on his own and don't try to help him. But at the end of the day, you've got to give the voting public a clear alternative to Barack Obama's lack of vision. You have to provide the American people with your own policy prescriptions, and the upper echelon leadership of the Republican Party, the McConnells, the Boehners of the world, just do not know how to put that game plan on paper and make a sale to the American people. And I think that's why Congress, Washington as a whole, is looked so down upon by the rest of the country. Is that there's just no leadership from either side. And the only people that seem to have some clear vision, you know, are the Ted Cruz's, the Rand Paul's, even though I know those two guys disagree on foreign policy, but at least it's a healthy discussion for the country.
Mm-hmm.
It's a healthy discussion that the country really needs to have. And these guys are trying to take a leadership role, but you know, time and again they get stifled by their leadership. So it's for the Republicans to take, Their majority is theirs for the taking. They just need to be more upfront about what their policy prescriptions are going to be.
Yeah, no kidding. All right, great conversation. Executive President for America, David Bizzell, thanks so much for coming on the show.
Thanks, Kate. Appreciate it.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Digestive health is key to wellness, and ProEM1 is the key to digestive health. ProEM1 is a daily liquid probiotic that improves food absorption and supports weight loss by removing toxins from your system. Recommended by doctors, ProEM1 is 100% natural, organic, non-GMO, wheat, soy, gluten, and dairy-free. Call us today at 888-611-8025 or visit ProEM1.com to save over $25 on your order. That's 888-611-8025 or ProEM1.com.
Attention all listeners. Are you ready for a free stock market webinar with PhilsGang.com? Join us September 13th at 12 noon Eastern for this live PhilsGang.com free webinar valued at $75. You'll learn how to protect your principal in this Federal Reserve controlled low interest rate market by identifying moves before they happen. To register, simply go to LearnStocksForFree.com. LearnStocksForFree.com or call 877-642-64. Promo code GCN. 877-642-64. Promo code GCN.
It's all about the numbers. We can count, and boy, we can count a lot of numbers this time around. Starting with Wednesday. Wednesday's a big day for the president, as we will get the strategy, or so we're told, on what's going to happen ultimately with our response to the Islamic State and what has been happening in Iraq and what's been happening in Syria, along with how many countries are going to be involved with this so-called coalition. The big news is that the Arab countries are on board with this. In fact, that's huge news because that's what was missing, the Muslim response against these jihadists. And apparently they are absolutely 100% on board and getting involved with this with a few caveats. What are the caveats that they has to be met for the Arab nations to be solidly behind the Arab governments, what is happening in response to the Islamic State and what they've done. And, of course, our commitment to this started with the execution, the murder of two American journalists, and how unbelievably barbaric that was, and the way it hit the American people, I think, in the gut without a doubt. And what kind of a sell job would this have to be to the Arab nations is what I would be incredibly curious about. If you think how there has been not too much of a response from the United Arab Emirates or Saudi Arabia or any of the Arab nations, now there is one. So what does that mean? So Wednesday is the day. And if you count that, that is 2 days from now. There's your big number. 2 days from now, a huge revelation, we think, on this coalition and ultimately what that means. I would assume it would involve intelligence. It would have to be backing up of the airstrikes. And I guess the Arab nations, a united Arab front in backing up the airstrikes is, I mean, that's incredible if they're going to do that. France and the UK have discussed joining the U.S. in the strikes, but they haven't promised warplanes. And I think a lot of that will be ironed out or presented anyway to the nation when the president hits the airwaves, really to the world, because how much has anybody heard about this? Just a little bit, but not very much. So the meat of what the strategy is or the involvement, I would assume, would take center stage. This is a sad story, and this involves this Chinese city killing 5,000 dogs to control rabies. Now, of course, you can't have rabies spread, but in this Baoshan is the name of the place, in the southwestern province of Yunnan, they culled 5,000 dogs and vaccinated 100,000 in their anti-rabies campaign, because they say four people died from rabies in August and one in July following dog bites. Rabies outbreaks have been relatively rare in the past 5 years in China, surprisingly, because you do have a lot of stray dogs. In 2006, at least 16 people died of the disease in China, in one of the eastern provinces. And China often orders stray dogs to be pulled in to try to prevent outbreaks of rabies. But now dog ownership, and that's probably been the big difference, is becoming much more popular in affluent areas. So they're calling for the animals to be vaccinated or sterilized to keep the dog numbers down. And you think of rabies is a virus that spreads to people through close contact from animals. And that's a bite or a scratch, and it is fatal. I mean, it's a terrible, terrible thing to contract, inflammation of the brain and the spinal cord. So you have to effectively treat it, I mean, almost immediately, or it's surefire death. And that's what led to the 5,000 dogs, because they had to do something about it to control the rabies. But the good news is they have more people adopting dogs and taking care of them, so they may be able to change this whole thing around. This is a big number. A judge approving a $41 million settlement in the Central Park jogger case. Do you remember this? This is $41 million in a civil rights settlement to five black and Hispanic men who were wrongfully convicted in the beating and rape of a white female jogger in Central Park in 1989. I mean, it was a sensationalized case that was just blown up all over the place. And it polarized that city definitely along racial lines at the time and became part of the whole rampant crime thing. So you had five teenagers at the time who became known as Central Park Five, and the public uproar into making, you know, statements, incriminating statements, and then they were convicted in 1990. So that's a very big, big settlement, $41 million. They serve, though, the five men serve between 7 and 13 years in prison, and so that means they average about $1 million per year of being in prison. And then some of them, it was a little bit longer, but it was a sensationalized case. And then what happened, in case you don't know the rest of the story, in 2002, a serial rapist and murderer confessed to the crime and said he had acted alone. So after this thing became huge for a very, very long time, and it was talked about and brought up again and again and again, it turns out that they were innocent of that, and they could, you know, the guy that confessed to it, they certainly had the evidence and could prove that it was him. And so then this is what happens, $41 million. And it was a case that people were talking about, not just in New York, but they were talking about actually all over the place again, because it was just, it was so, so, so big. Florida State is investigating their Heisman Trophy winner, who certainly would be on a short list to win the Heisman again, but Florida State has opened an investigation into the 2012 sexual assault case that involved quarterback Jameis Winston. Winston could be charged by Florida State for a code of conduct violation against him for sexual misconduct. So this is a huge story. An attorney representing the woman who accused him of sexually assaulting her back in December of 2 years ago said they interviewed him last month and said it was a very thorough interview and that the accuser, a Florida State student, felt like she was actually heard by the university, that they took it very, very seriously. So now they've launched this investigation because the schools are required to investigate any allegations of sexual assault. It's mandatory under the law, even if criminal charges aren't filed. And Florida State is one of several universities under federal review for the way they handle violence and harassment complaints and whatnot. So they're trying to be on their best behavior. But this could have rippling effects on Jameis Winston, obviously, and also on the Florida State program. And it goes back to an assault, like I said, that happened. She says that happened in 2012. So we'll see where that case ends up. But that would certainly topple a lot of different fates and fortunes in that school, and including, of course, if the woman, if there's any validity to what's happened there, they should pursue it. And that's exactly what they're doing. Would you be surprised to learn that the very famous Daisy ad turned 50 years old? Remember the Daisy ad? I was in a political science class and they played it. It's a little girl who is in a field. She picks petals from a daisy and she counts each one. Suddenly there's a voice that's heard counting down from 10. She looks up, the camera zooms in on her face, all the way into her iris, and then a mushroom cloud. The 50th anniversary of that, it was the Daisy ad is what it was called, and it was run during LBJ's 1964 presidential campaign, a one-minute spot that was known as the first political attack ad. Because it was supposed to frame Republican Barry Goldwater as a warmonger. Boy, how far we've come when it comes to political attack ads, huh? Get ready for a whole bunch of them as we've got midterm elections coming up. Hey, thanks for listening to America Tonight. You can send me an email day or night, americatonight.net.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective, and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.